Hey everyone, welcome to episode 47 of Sits and Giggles. I'm your host Casey, and I'm joined by Krista. How you doing, Krista?
Not too bad, Casey. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. So this week we are getting our first new episodes of The Clone Wars. It's coming out on Friday on Disney Plus. And I learned something today. I'm pretty sure I already knew it, but I've relearned it. This year, we are getting a Clone Wars anthology book where they are taking different stories from the Clone Wars series and they are telling them from the points of view of different characters like Anakin and Yoda and Dooku and Maul. So, like, I'm really excited for that. It's going to be a middle grade reader, which means, like, it's aimed more at kids, but I don't care. I'm going to read it.
Yeah. I would probably still read that, too.
I've read some of their middle grade books, and they're pretty good. Like, I don't care that they're aimed at people that are at, you know, half my age or younger. Totally going to read that. I didn't get that. Could you try again? Oh, okay. So apparently Siri took that entire thing that I just said to you and tried to Google it and came up with nothing.
Well, that right there should tell you everything, Casey.
So
Siri can't find it.
No, if Siri can't find it, I found it. So I'm better than Siri.
Exactly. Man over machine.
Yeah. And there's some pretty good authors.
Clone over droid.
Yeah. Ooh.
That was the Republic's feeling. Clone over droid.
The Republic won this one. So the authors in here, I recognize a couple of the names. Like Zoraida Cordova. I'm reading a book right now by her called Crash of Fate, which is one of the Galaxy's Edge books. Jason Fry, who does like a lot of their middle grade readers, he also did the novelization for The Last Jedi, which is really good. And then Rebecca Roanhorse, who did, I can't remember the name of the book now. Oh, Resistance Reborn, which was like the lead up into The Rise of Skywalker, which was a really good book. So excited for this one. And I am excited for the return of the Clone Wars this week.
Very exciting.
This is, I don't know, it's just something that, like, I don't know, like, Clone Wars is a comfort zone series for me. Like, it's something that if I'm, like, feeling bad, I'll, like, watch an arc of, like, the Clone Wars. Or, like, if I'm tired, I'll throw on an episode and fall asleep to it. Like, I don't know, it's just something that, like, it's there in my life, and I'm happy to have it.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I say this as someone who's never actually watched The Clone Wars in its entirety. Every time I start, I always start from episode one, and, like, it loses me rather quickly. Because it comes down to the point where some of the episodes are very rough to get through. But I'm super pumped because Disney Plus has a wonderful playlist of the 20 episodes that you must watch before the new season of Clone Wars. So I'm currently binging those for the Friday lead up.
That is one where, like, the series definitely started off aimed at, like, a really young audience, and then the series grew as their audience grew. And I totally agree. Like, the first season took me
forever. It's awful. It's brutal.
It took me forever to get through. And then I would say from season three onward is where, like, I really started getting into, like, every episode. I never go back and watch any episodes from the first seasons. I don't think I rewatch any of them from season two either. It's like season three onward where it gets to be, like, amazing for me.
Yeah, so, like, I was looking and the, let me see if I can pull it up real quick. It should be. Yeah, so the Clone Wars 20 Essential Episodes, it starts you off with two episodes from season one, That's episode one, Ambush, and then episode five, Rookies, which I'm sorry, I really detested that episode.
Which one was that?
That one was when the clone troopers are on that outpost and they're all rookies. They call themselves Shinies
Okay.
or something, and something happens and ultimately it gets attacked and like the only people that survive is a bunch of rookies until like Yoda shows up to save the day.
So why do you detest that one?
I don't know. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't care about these troopers. I didn't like Cody and everything. You get emotionally attached to them. They're big characters. These guys were not. But yeah, I mean, season one, they gave two episodes, and then season two received season two, episode five, six, seven, eight.
I'm trying to find this playlist so I can see what episodes they put on.
12, 13. Yeah, season two got a ton. It is on the homepage of Disney Plus if you scroll down right below Out of the Vault.
Season two, okay, so like I'm oh okay there it is. Oh, okay, so the first episode, okay, the one where like Yoda goes crazy on all the droids. That was a good
Yeah.
that was a good introduction
Ambush
to the
was a good
series.
one. I enjoyed that episode. Did not enjoy Rookies.
Brain Invaders. I think that was like the zombie one. Oh yeah, there's some good Mandalore episodes in there. Season two, okay, I guess season two had more fun episodes than I remembered. Season three is, how does season three only gets one episode?
It gets two. It gets. Oh no, it doesn't. It only gets ARC Troopers.
Oh my goodness. Hold on.
Casey is outraged.
Hold on. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to season three to look up the episode so I can. Okay, so for season three, they take out the Mortis arc, which is quite possibly my favorite story of all Star Wars. Books, movies, television shows, whatever. It's one of my favorite arcs of all of Star Wars. It's missing some like Darth Maul, some like good Maul stuff in there. It's missing a fantastic episode called, or it's actually three episodes because they do them in like 3 and 4 episode arcs. There's an arc called the Citadel, where Tarkin and another Jedi whose name I can't remember. It's the one with like the big Yoda-like ears, and he has like the scar going down his eye. Maybe
God, I don't
Pio?
remember the suit.
I don't remember his name, but like that Jedi and Tarkin are taken prisoner by the Separatists, and they're kept in like this prison called the Citadel, which like the Jedi built to house like the Jedi who lost their way and need to be imprisoned by the
Okay.
Jedi. Like, that's a great arc. I can't believe they left that
Wait.
off.
I mean, I wonder if these 20 essential episodes, what they're deeming 20, so that if you watch these, you will go into the final season understanding what's going on.
I guess so. I
But
mean,
I mean, some of these arcs that you've talked about and stuff in the past seem like the ones you were saying important.
yeah.
So I don't know why they're being left off, but.
That the Citadel one, like if you watch that, you get some really good interaction between Tarkin and Anakin that really goes to foreshadow like what is going to come of Anakin later on and the relationship he's going to have with Tarkin. Okay, let me see what else
Yeah,
they.
I mean, I definitely plan on watching more of the Clone Wars than these just 20 episodes. But at least to get caught up going into the new season so I can watch it so we can talk about it versus me being like, oh, yeah, no, I'm only on season three.
Oh yeah, and
Don't know how.
they didn't put anything in there from season six. At least
Which is weird.
they got the 4-episode arc where the Jedi Temple is bombed and Ahsoka is accused of bombing it. That was a really good arc. And then let's see what they left out for season six. I see what you're saying, how it's like these are probably like the 20 episodes you need to watch to understand what's going on with the Clone Wars, not necessarily like the 20 best. Because for
Yeah,
seasons.
I think that's probably why it says essential.
Yeah. Season six, it's only 13 episodes, and I would say every episode is great, even the 2 episodes that are Jar Jar centric are really
Oh,
good.
God.
No, trust me, don't like sit on those episodes. They're really good.
Interesting.
There's a really good arc where like one of the clones, something like goes wrong in his head, and he executes Order 66 like early on his own, and the Jedi come like so close to learning what happened, like what's gonna happen, and then Palpatine pulls a Palpatine and takes care of it. And then it ends with a 3-episode arc where Yoda learns how to become one with the Force. And Liam Neeson returns to voice Qui-Gon.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, no, like, I definitely, I think I really want to watch the Mortis arc. Like, that's the one arc that of all of Clone Wars that has me the most intrigued, to be completely honest.
It's the one episode arc of the whole series of any like Star Wars cartoon that's ever been made where I kind of like I question like who the audience was for it, because like maybe I'm not giving like kids enough credit, but like I don't know. I would think like a kid would be maybe, if not confused by it, maybe bored by it, because it's a very like cerebral arc. Like it's very
Interesting.
it's yeah, it's like very like it's like one of the most like spiritual arcs they've ever done on the series. And I loved it.
I mean, the entire concept honestly just appeals to me. Like it sounds very fascinating, the whole, the father, the son, the like all of that kind of stuff. I'm interested to see how it plays out, especially now knowing what I know about it versus going into it not knowing anything.
Yeah. So that's like what's going to happen with the Clone Wars. did you read did you check out the Kylo Ren comic?
I did.
That was really good.
Yeah, that was really good. I was reading it in my first instinct, and I was mildly under the influence at the time of reading it. It was right before bed, so like I was like, I'm super tired. I had already taken my sleeping pill and I read it. And I got to the point where he's talking about can't remember the one dude's name.
One of the Jedi?
Yeah.
The human one or the
It was
non-human one?
human one, the guy.
That was, hold on. Tai. Tay, Tai, whatever.
Okay. When he was describing, why all of his kills were good kills to the Knights of Ren, and he gets to Tai, I'm like, this just sounds, you sound like you had a crush on him, bud.
So instead of Raylos,
Sounds
it's Talos.
Yes. That is a ship I'll endorse. And ultimately, hey, guess what? It's just as horrible and abusive as Reylo.
There you go. I guess Star Wars likes an abusive ship.
Man, just takes us back to the good old simple days of Han and Leia.
I mean, even
Even
there,
that was rocky.
like Han
Like,
was kind of like making some unwanted advances towards Leia in Empire Strikes
well,
Back.
100%, 100%. Like, even that is not cool. Star Wars, people just need to stop shipping things in Star Wars. Chances are, whatever it is going to be wildly, like, toxic. Or just inappropriate.
I blame the Joker and Harley Quinn for this. Like, people look like I've seen like memes where it's like it's centered around like Joker and Harley, and it's like relationship goals, and it's like no, it's really
No.
not relationship goals.
Like, not at all. That, like, you should never want a relationship like that. And if you do, I think you need to go be taken to an asylum. If that is truly what you think is relationship goals.
Yeah. But for the comic though, I like how he described like all three Jedi's like relationship with the Force.
Yes, I thought that was really, really cool.
And I like how like okay, so for Vo, for like the one woman, like I like her competitiveness. I like how she's kind of like I feel like she's kind of teetering on the edge of the dark side herself.
Agreed.
Like with the jealousy and every like the jealousy of Kylo, and she's definitely like carrying some anger over everything that happens at the temple. And then for Hennix, I like how the Force is like a puzzle for him.
I feel like that would you would fall into that category, Casey.
Probably. I think I would relate most to Hennix. And he has a holocron like we have.
But he does.
And I wonder, so like we got like a brief glimpse at a character who is inside the holocron, but we don't get anything, like we don't learn like who she is or like what she says to Hennix or anything. But I'm kind of wondering if she's going to end up being like a Project Luminous character, like if she's from the old, like the old Republic era
Oh,
or like the High Republic
that would be
era.
awesome,
Yeah.
actually.
And then for Ty, I don't know, I like how I like his ability to like read people's minds. And I think it's like it's funny that you say like Kylo like was crushing on him because like that's like the one like force power like he uses the most in the first movie is like reading people's minds. So like it's like
Yeah.
he's like remembering his boyfriend.
No, I mean, like, it might just honestly be the way it's written, but, like, whenever the leader of the Knights of Ren goes, he's like, oh, what was the third one? He's like, I already forgot the name. And Kylo Ren was just like, Ty. Very matter of fact. And, like, the story he's giving of their relationship, talking about how, like, Ty is the only one that seemed to, like, understand why Kylo Ren didn't like being Ben, like why he felt ashamed of who he was, and or like that he couldn't live up to the pressures of it. He kind of like he was the only one, and then you have the line is like, I know you, Ben Solo, you're not as bad as you think.
Yeah.
Kylo Ren is just like, are you sure about, like, put a girl in there, everybody would be shipping the shit out of that.
Well, it kind of was reminiscent of the line from Solo where Kira's like, I know that you're the good guy, or like whatever that line was that she says to Han. So
Yeah.
yeah, and people ship the hell out of them. Even though they knew that ship wasn't gonna go their way, but whatever, ship away.
I never understood that, largely because, like, we all know that that doesn't occur.
I feel like this goes like another step towards alleviating Kylo of like any blame he had for becoming Kylo Ren. because like he does like so he force pushes Vo off the cliff, but then like immediately regrets it and like catches her and tries to like keep her from falling, and then like Hennix throws his lightsaber at him, but then like Kylo doesn't kill him. The lightsaber comes back and he can't catch it, so he kills himself, and then he traps Vo and Ty in the temple, but doesn't kill them. So like he actually doesn't kill anyone himself. Like Kylo Ren, he's like very bad at falling to the dark side.
Yeah, he's not. Well, and the best thing is like we see that Vo and Ty survive anyway. So like he full on thinks he killed all three, and in reality only one's dead and he didn't even kill him.
Right. And then he traps him by collapsing like the large like Jedi statues at the front of the temple. Which, but have you ever seen Indiana Jones in the Last Crusade?
It's been a long time, but yes.
Remember like the temple church thing they go into at the end of the movie that's carved into the side of the mountain?
Yes, this is very reminiscent of that.
Yes. I want to explore a place like this more.
Yeah, that would be fun. It's parts like that where I wish Fallen Jedi, the video game, was a little bit more true open world versus linear open world, so to speak. Because some of those temples and places that they had in there would have been so much fun to like truly explore. Like you could explore things in like Skyrim and The Witcher and stuff like that. Like I would love for a Star Wars game with the engine and feel of Witcher 3.
That would
be incredible.
Okay, I need to play Witcher 3.
Casey, it is the greatest video game ever.
Is it really?
Yes, it is my favorite game ever.
Better than God of War?
It's that good. God of War is actually second.
Okay.
But, yes. Only because The Witcher, the game, first off, the main game itself is massive. Like, it seemingly goes on forever. Like, you have so many contracts, so many side missions, so many main missions. Like, so much going on, and the map is massive. And then if you get the complete edition, you get the two expansion packs and DLC, and each of those in itself is like a full another game.
Okay.
So like, it's just so much content, and the story is fantastic.
So, it's on sale right now at Walmart for $20.
The complete edition?
I don't know if it's the complete edition or not, but a version of Witcher 3 is on sale for $20.
But yes, that's a steal.
Okay.
In my opinion. Like the game, to this day, if I didn't have it already and didn't get it on sale via the PlayStation Store, I would have no issue spending full price on it because it's that good.
Okay. I will add that
even though it's like years old.
I will add that to my list. I still need to finish Assassin's Creed Odyssey. That is a game that's taking forever.
That game's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I think I've been playing it since before Christmas, and I think I don't even think I'm 50% done with it yet.
That's a game I actually have yet to beat.
I don't know if I'm ever going to
beat
it. It's never ending.
Well, I get into these things. Like, I'll get a new game and I'll play the shit out of it. That's, like, the only thing I'll play nonstop for, like, a week, 2 weeks. And then after that, unless it's FIFA, I go months without touching it again.
Really? Like, is that just, like, you get bored with it, or...?
No, I guess it's kind of like I almost get burned out.
Yeah.
And it usually happens at a point where I'm at the story that I'm just, like, it's a level or something I cannot get past or can't figure out. So I, like, rage quit, and then I don't touch it for months. And then I come back to it, and I either A, instantaneously remember why I stopped playing, or B, I, like, figure it out first try.
That is, like, me with the second Lord of the Rings game, which I haven't played for months. And I haven't beat it yet. I got burned out on it.
The Shadow of War? Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
These games were fun. I hated the first one, loved the second one.
See, I might have gotten burned out on the second one because I played it back-to-back with the first one. So, like, I might have just gotten tired of, like, that story.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
The only games, since I'm real, okay, so, like, I really only have time to play games, like, on the weekends, like, in the morning, on, like, Saturday and Sunday. So I'm really picky about my games that I buy. So I don't, like, I don't really rage quit any of them unless once a year if I can get a used copy of NHL because I can return it if I don't like it. I will buy it. I'll play it for like a week. I'll remember why I don't like playing those games anymore. And I'll rage quit and take it back.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's why you and I don't spend our evenings playing NHL 20 together.
Yeah, you could join the good old Hoopleheads.
Is that the name of your team?
So they have the World of Chell, which is a bunch of online stuff, and then they have EASHL. We play 3-on-3.
Uh-huh.
Create your own player and you create your own team, stadium, everything. It's incredible. You unlock more shit, so you get bigger arenas, better stuff, better jersey options, all that kind of stuff. But we are the Hoopleheads.
Nice.
Pittsburgh Hoopleheads.
They should
and
do.
God, do we rage with that game?
I tried playing it with people, and I couldn't play it with people.
That's a game you have to be like talking to be able to communicate with them.
Yeah.
Like, it's a game where you have to build chemistry, otherwise you're just effed. Like doing drop-ins, I could never do that. I hate it so much because you don't know what the other person's going to do ever.
Yeah. I played, it's been a while. It's been before I was married because I was playing these games like in my mom's basement. So like, I know I wasn't married yet. It's the last time I played like online. And like the people, like I had like a team of like friends and like friends of friends. And they were so, like, insanely competitive, and they would get so angry if we lost, and it was driving me crazy, because, like, I had the attitude of, like, it's just a video game. Like, you guys are ruining my entertainment.
My cousin loves to berate me when we play that game.
Really?
I get yelled at constantly.
Like?
Because, and to be fair, I know I'm very frustrating to play with, because I will go for a stretch or a game or a period where I will play absolutely incredibly defensively and offensively. And then all of a sudden it's like, I forget how to play the game and I'm just screwing up left and right. And I can't do it. Like I cannot control it. It just happens.
I think that's and then, like, just, God, I think the AI does that to you. Like, even though, like, you're playing with, like, humans and you're playing against humans, I think, like, the AI still, like, throttles you a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, some of the animation that it makes you do, it's like you're going to pick up a pass and you'll all of a sudden, like, you'll hold your stick, like, way behind you instead of to the right. Or you'll go to turn and do a spinorama when all you were trying to do was shoot the puck. So.
I want NHL to release one more good video game that I want to play and I want to keep while we're still in, like, the Crosby Malkin era. Because I need, like...
Yeah.
I need to be able to, like, play as Sidney Crosby, like, for the rest of my life. Because I don't know how much time we have left with him.
If he keeps playing the way he's playing, we got a couple more years.
Yeah.
Good handful.
I looked it up yesterday. He's only 32. Like, people were talking about him being in his mid-30s already. It's like, no, he's not. He's 32 years old. Like,
yeah. He's not the oldest. That honor falls to Mr. Geno Malkin.
Yes. Because
of, like, the core. Of the core, I should say. He's not the oldest. But
yeah. Sid came into the league first, but people forget that, like, the trouble Malkin had getting over here.
Yeah, he was drafted the year before Crosby.
Yeah. It's a crazy story. Like, he came to Pittsburgh and, like, he escaped. Where did he go? Where
He
did he escape?
kid.
Was it Norway he was
Was it
in?
Finland?
Was it Finland? He escaped, like, to the airport in the trunk of a car. And, like,
I'm gonna Google real quick.
yeah, like, his agent hit him in the trunk of a car and drove him to the airport and got him over here. Like, I don't understand. Like, I want a movie made of that.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Good old Malkin. He was. So I guess there was a 5 day period in August 2006 where he was in Helsinki, Finland, and he basically just locked himself in a hotel room and didn't leave. And he was in Finland with the KHL team. But like as soon as they got the team landed, he like bolted and went into hiding. Turned his phone off, didn't tell anybody where he was at, not his parents, his closest friends, or anything. And as you know, Metallurg searched everywhere for their star player who just disappeared and can't be found. The next thing, like he was, he, next time he showed up was on US soil. I'm trying to find out where it was. Yeah. He applied for the visa right there in Helsinki at the consulate, which was one block away from where the team was staying. While he stayed there, he went and kept, he like stayed hidden. And then eventually, he made his way to the States.
How is that not a movie? They need to make a movie out of that.
They really do. Well, I mean, even if you think about it, a couple years ago, before he signed his current contract, he delayed going back to Russia until he had a new contract signed because of the he knew the amount of pressure that he would be under to not re-sign with the Penguins and sign in Russia and stay and play in Russia instead of the NHL.
Yeah. And yet people like question his commitment to Pittsburgh. It's crazy. Well, I mean, like, certain people question his commitment to Pittsburgh.
Yinzers.
Yinzers and like
Same ones.
the radio guy that Yinzers flock to.
In the media, that the in the written media, and the beat writers that the Yinzers flock to, yeah.
I think Crosby is the Obi-Wan of the Penguins, and Malkin is the Anakin.
That implies he goes to the dark side.
He gets
He
pretty
betrays us. No, if
he gets
anything,
pretty angry sometimes.
no. If anything. This is how this is. If you were to make the Penguins be Star Wars, Obi-Wan would be Mario Lemieux.
Okay.
Anakin would be Yager.
Ah.
Because he goes to the dark side, plays for a bunch of other teams, terrible relationship with the fans. But we all know he's going to come back and he's going to get a phenomenal ovation when his jersey gets retired. Back to the light side.
There you go.
Boom.
There you go. Okay. That would
And I
make
would say if you go neutral,
that would make Phil Bork Luke Skywalker because he redeemed Yager. Oh my God, no,
God.
I don't like this analogy anymore. I don't
Yeah,
like
we're
this
no, we're
analogy.
going, no, we're gonna go back now. Moving on.
Moving on. I'll tell you
Wow, we
what,
really got off topic there. Damn.
we always do. It's like it's our best trait.
I hope so.
I gotta be, have you like reached kind of like this lull in Star Wars right now where it's like,
What the heck do I talk about?
what do I talk about and what do I. Clone Wars is like the perfect timing for the Clone Wars is now because I just feel like there's nothing going on in Star Wars right now. This is the slowest month of all time for Star Wars.
Like the sad thing is I feel like it's only gonna get worse until summer, fall.
Well,
Like end of summer.
if you like the new Clone Wars stuff, that gives us something to talk about every week.
This is true. Oh, and I'm sure I will. But I mean, really, for the next couple of months, foreseeable future, it's going to be Clone Wars and comics.
Yeah. I'm glad they're starting off with, like, the Bad Batch arc, because I think it's the one I'm least excited about.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay, so, like, you know me in, like, the non-Force stories when it comes to Star Wars. And I just... A story about, like, genetically altered clones doesn't do much for me. I mean, the episodes themselves can turn out to be incredible. And at least, like, Anakin and Obi-Wan are going to be in them. But, like, it's the arc I'm least excited about. I'm more excited for the Crystal Crisis and the Mandalore arc.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think that definitely appeals to me more because, like you, I'm a bigger fan of the Force-related stuff versus the non-Force-related.
Yeah, and we're gonna get to see Ahsoka go on a walkabout. I'm totally down with that.
Ahsoka just needs her own show, preferably live action. Make it happen, Disney.
I already know who I want to play her. So
yes.
I'm good with that.
And I know who you want to play her.
Wait, who do you think I want to play her?
Ming-Na Wee. Wen. Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah. Okay. That's a good choice.
That is not who I want to play her.
Who do you want to play her? I was thinking her or Rosario Dawson.
That's not a bad.
Yeah.
It's not a bad option. I was gonna say the what is the chick's name? Why can't I remember her name? Do, what is her name?
What is she playing?
She's playing Mulan in the live action Mulan.
Okay, I don't know her name, but that would be a good choice. That would be a good choice for like a young Ahsoka.
Because I'd be really interested to get a lot of Ahsoka, like, when she gets first kicked out of the Jedi Order.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff that we don't get to see, like, her having to come to grips and stuff like that and figuring it out.
I think we're going to get that in the Clone Wars. I'd like to see her post, like, right after Order 66. And, like, we got, like, a book about that, but it was a very limited story. Like, I want the more, like, broader, like, story of how she dealt with Order 66.
I guess, so if we go that route, I mean, I feel terrible for saying this, but somebody who would kick ass at the role of Ahsoka is Catherine Winnick. She plays, I don't know if you've ever watched it, but, she plays Lagertha in the Vikings show on History Channel.
Okay. I'm gonna have to look her up.
She is Canadian. But she does like almost all of her own stunts, including the sword fighting, and she does a ton of it.
She hasn't been in anything that I am familiar with.
And, like, she also has a third degree black belt in Taekwondo and a second degree black belt in karate.
Okay.
And she has founded and owned 3 martial arts schools by the time she was 21. So, like, she could easily handle the role of playing a Jedi and, like, she has a good basis for the training. She's a good actress, too.
Okay. I will support this casting of yours. There's things... Yeah, I've never seen her in anything. Should I watch Vikings?
Yes.
Okay.
Phenomenal show.
My brother's been trying to get me to watch that for years. I've been trying to get him to watch Game of Thrones. And we are at an impasse together.
Well, you should definitely watch Vikings because it's great.
I will add that to my list after Killing Eve.
So good. Oh, that show's so good. I'm so glad I started it.
How far into that are you?
I am. Only in the first season, but I want to say maybe like 4 or 5 episodes in.
Okay. I still need to watch. I need to watch Witcher too.
Oh my God, you haven't watched that yet?
I got 3 episodes into it and started questioning if it was really for me, and then I never like moved on. I never like moved forward with it. So like I need to finish that. I need to finish season 2 of Castle Rock.
I'm on episode 6.
Of Killing Eve. What's it
Yeah.
about?
So Sandra Oh is in MI6, basically.
Okay.
She's not really a spy. She's just in MI6.
Okay.
And she has a thing with, she becomes obsessed with finding this female hit woman, essentially. And bunch of shit happens, but ultimately it's like her trying to catch this hit woman assassin who is weirdly obsessed with Sandra Oh's character to the point where like they meet and it's wild. I don't know how to describe it without spoiling things for you, but it's great. It is
Okay.
absolutely great.
Okay. I will check it out. All right. Do we have anything else for tonight?
I think we should just end on the fact that there is one page in this Kylo Ren comic, the one where he's bringing the towers down,
Okay.
the pillars down to lock Voentai in the temple. He, the way he's standing and the way with the cape and everything, he looks like Magneto
He
when
d
he's moving the stadium.
does. Oh my God, he does. You're absolutely right. Actually,
Cannot see it.
could we end on him in like the black jacket with the black shirt and the black pants?
Yes.
Look very like reminiscent of his father, but like the dark side version of his father. Okay.
Yeah, he's basically wearing a mashup of Han and Luke. Luke's medal ceremony in A New Hope.
Yes, he
But
is.
dark side.
Yes. All right, we will end the episode on that one. You can follow me at Darth Hockey. You can follow the podcast at Sits Giggles Pod. Krista, where can people follow you?
I'm on Twitter at Critter, KRI, 3 T's, E's, E, 3 R's.
Right, great. And then you can check us out on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Spreaker.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.